You are now tuned into the Millennial Project Manager Podcast, the place where ambitious ideas turn into real-world results. I'm Whitney, your go-to project manager, bringing clarity and corporate strategies to your entrepreneurial journey. Let's simplify your launches, reduce overwhelm, and get results. Enjoy the show. Spring cleaning isn't just about cleaning out your closet or your garage or, you know, cleaning them clothes out the closet that should have been gone 2 springs ago. It's really about cleaning out your business as well. So if you've been feeling scatterbrained, overwhelmed, or stuck, then your systems probably need some major TLC. Because here's the truth, you can't scale in chaos. So today we're going to dive into 5 powerful ways to spring clean your business like a professional project manager like myself, so you can make space for growth and overflow in this season. First, as always, before we plan, we pray. So today's scripture, we are coming from 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. That's a word. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us into a new season of growth as we organize and declutter our businesses, Lord. Grant us the wisdom. Grant us the clarity, Lord, to know exactly where to focus, Lord. Help us to put our strong systems in place, God, so we can fully embrace the abundance that you have planned for us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, girl, go ahead and grab your notebook and let's start cleaning up your business. So welcome back to the Millennial Project Manager Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney, and today we are talking about spring cleaning the business edition. Just like you spring clean your home for a fresh start, your business also needs some tidying up too. And it's time to clear out the chaos and make room for, you know, just more things that are impactful that can bring in more revenue. But real quick, today's episode is sponsored by Bliss Bar Company. If you're a busy entrepreneur, you know, running a business can sometimes mean neglecting yourself, including that skin, baby. Bliss Bar is here to change that with an all-natural skincare products specifically created for acne-prone skin, keeping that glow intact. Plus, it's the owner's birthday month, which means it's the perfect time to stock up because she's having a sale. So visit blissbarcompany.com and follow them on Instagram at blissbarcomp to shop the sale and to give your skin some much-needed love. Okay, girl. Why does your business need to be spring clean? I really believe that the chaos and clutter is costing you shmoney. As a project manager, I have worked in a ton of different industries. So I've seen firsthand how not having a workflow or how messy workflows lead to missed opportunities, of people being burned out and stalled growth. I worked with this legal company one time and they were upgrading their system. It had been 20 years. Can you imagine the amount of revenue they were probably leaving on the table? And not to mention, a lot of the workers were doing things by hand. Them ladies was tired. I'm fully convinced. So you got to equate that over to your business. So it's like me, when I started treating my business like an organized project instead of a free-for-all, I actually started seeing results. And this really didn't happen until I sat down and said, okay, girl, you're a project manager. Why are you just running your business all willy-nilly? Like, you cannot be doing that. So I don't want y'all doing that either. So you can't scale with chaos. So clarity leads to cash. When you're clear on your offer, you're clear on your purpose, you're clear on clear on your direction, you're like, okay, you can actually put something out and it can actually be profitable. System save sanity. Automate and delegate for peace of mind. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait until some things in my current job are automated because I'm like, why are we still doing these manual things? They can be automated. Seriously, automate them emails, girl. Organization equals opportunity. When you are clear, crystal clear, opportunities become crystal clear. Because you know what you're going after, so you're not just picking up this, that, and the third, and you're not just doing something because it looks good. A lot of us have shiny object syndrome. But that'll be another podcast. Okay, so y'all ready? I already done told you why your business needs to be spring clean, but you probably like, okay, girl, you done told us. So how can we do it? So here are the 5 ways to spring clean your business. when is the last time you really looked at your offers, you really looked at your services, your products, and asked yourself, are these things still aligned with my current goals and audience? If not, you know what you need to do. Declutter. Remove or refine at least one thing in your business that no longer fits into your vision. Double down on the things that your audience loves, right? So for me, if you knew me before this podcast, you know, I had a podcast called Just for Moms. And while I absolutely loved it, just in this season, it's not fitting into where God has called me. So it's on ice right now. Another example that I've had is when I first started, I was a beauty brand noir girl by Jay Witt. Shout out to my noir girls. That business, oh my gosh, it felt like as soon as I started getting my rhythm, God was like, all right, shit. But when I first started, I knew what color lip glosses that I wanted. It was not what my audience wanted, but it was what I wanted. I just had to kind of just refine some things, needless to say. And that's really when I saw a shift in my business. Refresh your workflows. You know, systems do get outdated quickly. Technology is one of those things that just moves fast. It's always something out there that can do it better, that can do it smarter, all the things. So make sure you're keeping up with the systems that you're using. If you need to update them, if they have updates, make sure you're refreshing your workflows. Those SOPs, the standard operating procedures that you probably had in place 2-3 years ago, you probably need to refresh them. Your business has grown. You may have different people on your team. You just may need to do different things. So, for example, for me, I've had to institute NDAs, independent contractor agreements, into my business because I'm now working with other business owners to do things. I'm outsourcing. So now I have to create those things to protect my brand, to protect myself, to make sure things are just clear cut and dry. And granted, I didn't want to do it, but I just kept feeling a pull and a tug. And I knew that was the Lord. I knew it because I ain't felt that tug since I did what I had to do. But go ahead and create those things. If you're like, I don't even know where to start, this episode is not sponsored by Jotform. It's sponsored by Blitzbar Company. But Jotform has amazing templates. I actually follow this attorney. Her name is Michelle, the CEO Legal Loft. I think that's it. Don't quote me, but if you want the information, I can send it to you. But I follow her and she has a bunch of great templates as well. So I would say get you a template, honey, and start, you know, tightening up on them SOPs, that documentation. Automate repetitive tasks using CRMs like HoneyBook, Dubsado, even Zapier. I'm still trying to figure out Zapier. I'm just like, I just need somebody to come in and set it up for me, to be honest. I'm a HoneyBook girl. I used HoneyBook in the past. I love it. I prefer it. But I think Dubsado has like a free trial or something free up to like 3 clients or something. So I am trying to learn how to use Dubsado, but also currently I'm using Jotform as like an onboarding document. So there's that. So document your updated workflow clearly, because I'm telling you, your future self will thank you. When you document things, it's so easy for somebody else. Like if you do hire a VA or you hire, an assistant or somebody else to be on your team, you don't have to go through like, okay, well, I got to figure out this. I got to give you this. You clearly have everything outlined. Like I do have a spreadsheet, you know, with certain things on it that the VA may need, you know, or access to things. Like these are things that you need in place because they help you and it takes the pressure off of you, even just in your own business of being like, dang, did I change that password? Did I update this? You know, I'm now operating as a DBA. Like, did I make sure I updated this documentation? So think about stuff like that. Organize your digital space. Digital clutter is real. If you got a Canva account, raise your hand. I wish when I started my Canva account that I took more care. Let me say, took more care in actually making sure it was organized. I did not. And it looks a mess. Now, granted, I am starting to organize it, you know, starting, but it needs some TLC. Even the Google Drive. I love Google Drive. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I've started organizing that. Even the way that I document things for my VA, I've just found a new way to make things easier on just both of us. And so I want you all to look at your digital space and, yeah, declutter. So if your Google Drive or your desktop is stressing you out, because my desktop stressed me out, it's stressing my husband out, that is wasted mental energy. Clear it up, clear it out. Y'all know when y'all clean y'all house and everything looks good, you feel like, oh, I can breathe, and you light that candle. That's what you need to do in your digital space, okay? Delete duplicates, create folders, and name them accurately. Don't just name them day one. My folders will say March 2024 YouTube, you know, March 2025 YouTube, like document. That's what I mean. And set a schedule. Pick a time where you can do this. Turn on some Netflix, some mindless. Turn on some music. Go to the park. Go outside. It's getting nice. Go outside. Go to the library if you need quiet, you know, but go somewhere else. I would encourage you to go somewhere else other than inside of your home or your office, unless you need to, because honestly, two screens are better than one, but you also could get a portable monitor. But yeah, go in the backyard, like go somewhere where it doesn't feel like a task, you know, or I'm like, oh, I got to do this, but just go somewhere fun and do it, okay? Audit your client and payment system. So your client journey should be seamless. You shouldn't have to take them through click, 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 click. Like, girl, is it too complicated? First of all, ask yourself, is your process over the top? Are people constantly asking you questions? If so, you need to refine it. You should not be chasing payments or manually sending invoices unless it's a one-off. Unless. Because you're wasting valuable time and energy, unless it's a one-off where it's like, okay, yep, I gotta send this invoice or, you know, whatever it is, but it should not be every time. But again, I want, look, my country coming out. I want you all to ask yourself, is your process too complicated? Okay. Automate your client onboarding with tools like I said earlier, HoneyBook, Dubsado, Stripe. Reclaim your time, girl. Even Jotform. Like, it's okay. You don't have to have all the fancy schmancy because, baby, listen, if it's free, it's for me. I get it. And I know Wix has things. So even your website, check with your website host or whatever. They may have something. But all in all, I want y'all to start automating things, okay? And then review your pricing and packages. Is your pricing still aligned with your value, expertise, and time? Girl, do you need a raise? If now's the perfect time, you spring cleaning to give yourself a raise. Raise your prices if it's time. Your clients who value you will understand. Hear me. Raise your prices if it's time. That don't mean just raise them because you're like, well, I've been at this price for, you know, about a good 6 months. Time to raise them. What have you, why are you raising it so quickly, girl? I mean, listen, never mind. I ain't even going to get into that. It's cool if that's what you want to do. But I'm just saying, is it still aligned with your value, expertise, and time? Have you gained more wisdom where you're like, oh, I'm now certified in this and I wasn't before. So now that I'm certified in this, okay, I have more expertise. I can raise my prices, right? Oh, well, I was only charging for 30-minute consultations and they were 60 minutes. Okay, so get rid of that 30 and now just do 60. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're charging for 30, but you're doing 60. Get rid of the 30 and just do the 60 and charge for the 60 and add a little tax. Right? Your value. Have you taken time out to do, you know, training courses? Have you gone back to school for something? These are all of the reasons why. And if you haven't raised your prices in said amount of years, because T-Mobile show sent me a message talking about it's been a decade and we're going to raise your bill is going to see a $5 increase. Okay, girl, a decade. I feel like y'all been and raised the price, but I'm just saying, just think about things like that. And And it's fine. You do what you want to do in your business, but don't just be raising your prices for the fun of it. Like, that doesn't make sense. It has to make sense to your customer, because if people see, like, she raised her price every month, like, okay, what's tea? Like, me personally, I just would think that something else is going on. Like, you know, because honestly, like, even in the hair care industry, I'm gonna go off on a tangent a little bit. I saw a lot of prices increase within the last 2 years. And granted, things have gone up. Product-based businesses, my heart goes out to y'all, because I know y'all have had to raise prices because of the price of the product itself. And I know some people didn't want to do it, you know, and I know it was a difficult decision and they've had to do it. I know businesses that have closed down because it's gotten so expensive. Like, they've cut overhead, they've done the things, you know? So just keep that in mind when you're reviewing your price and your packages, and just really be honest with yourself. Like, if it's time for a raise, it's time for a raise, but we know around here, God takes care of us anyway. So don't be afraid to raise your prices thinking that, dang, I'm gonna lose my clientele or this or that. Listen, communication goes a long way. It's okay to be like, hey, we've, you know, had to increase our prices because of this, this, this. People will understand. And I think that's why T-Mobile probably sent that text out, because they was like, dang, we Southwest out here wilding. We don't just want to hit them with a Southwest, you know, 1-2 punch, but we just want to let them know, like, things are changing. Things are going up. I 100% get it, especially if you're a full-time entrepreneur. Your lifestyle depends, like, your business is how you eat. That's your lifestyle, right? I get that 100%, but also be reasonable. Does it really make sense? Like, be reasonable, okay? Reset your mind. Reset your mind. It's easy to drift away from the original purpose of why you started business. And I just want y'all to know, spring is the perfect opportunity to realign your mindset with your vision. So revisit your vision statement, your mission statement, and remind yourself of why you are doing what you do. Woo, y'all, this episode was action-packed, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. I feel like this month I have been dropping the gems, and so I just want to let y'all know that if you're struggling to get organized and execute your ideas consistently, my gosh, make sure you grab my execution hack audio training for just $9. Link is in the show notes, okay? So make sure y'all are subscribing. Make sure you share this episode out with someone who you think can use it, who you can benefit from it. Download it, share it, you know, all the things that y'all be doing. And let me just tell y'all, as a project manager, I can really tell you, successful businesses are not by accident. Trust me, they thrive because they regularly declutter, adjust, and optimize their systems and their processes. Okay. Even at my job, we're doing an audit right now and we're cleaning up the Google Drive. Like, go figure, you know, we're doing this. This is something we're going to do ongoing. A lot of jobs have audits, so you just clean up things. You clean up even our email. We have a particular time of the year. They send out a letter or email, I'm sorry, and they say, it's time to clean up your emails and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So businesses are doing these things. Like, when you manage your business like a project manager, you really create clarity, efficiency, and space for all of the things that God has for you. And, you know, it's not just about being organized. It's really about stewarding your business wisely for the growth that God has waiting for you. Okay. So make sure y'all do y'all homework this week. And if you don't remember your homework, I'm going to give it to you. Declutter one offer that's no longer serving your business. Schedule your digital cleanup one day this week. Refresh at least one critical workflow to regain control. Make sure you hit me up on Instagram and let me know if you're going to be doing it. Let me know if you're not going to be doing it. Just talk to me, okay? My Instagram is Whitney the Millennial PM, and I would love to cheer you on and support you if you are going to be working on your homework this week. All right, y'all. I'm about to get up out of here. I will catch you next time on the Millennial Project Manager podcast. And make sure if this episode resonated with you, that you take a screenshot, tag me, share it, and also leave a review on whatever platform you're listening to this episode on. All right, y'all. Bye. Thanks for tuning into the Millennial Project Manager podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me over on Instagram at Whitney the Millennial PM.